The Public News Service Daily Newscast, April the 13th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Consumer advocates held a ratepayer revolt at the Colorado State Capitol on Wednesday, urging lawmakers to address what they see as the root cause of the recent extreme spikes in utility bills, the state's reliance on natural gas.
Danny Katz with the Colorado Public Interest Research Group says lawmakers and utilities should take steps to protect ratepayers by tapping new federal funds to speed up the transition to sources such as wind and solar, which are produced locally and are not commodities traded on a global market.
And if we want to make sure that we are not getting ripped off as consumers into the future, we need to do more to reduce our reliance on gas to heat and power our homes and businesses.
Xcel Energy has blamed spikes in heating bills on rising wholesale gas prices and market forces beyond its control and has launched a cost adjustment plan to give consumers some relief. COPERG and other groups are urging the legislature to take steps to lower the state's dependence on gas, including maximizing efficiency and ending ratepayer subsidies for new gas infrastructure, lobbying, and legal expenses. I'm Eric Galatas.
And now to North Carolina, where credit unions position themselves as banking alternatives. With bank failures in the news, some in North Carolina are considering credit unions as an alternative.
There are 63 credit unions in North Carolina with more than 4.5 million members. They provide many of the same basic services as banks, from checking and savings accounts to loans. The biggest difference is who profits. Brandon Pugh with Carolina's Credit Union League explains credit unions are member-owned nonprofits, whereas banks are for-profit institutions owned by shareholders. He says ownership makes a difference.
Credit unions are cooperatives. They're owned by those people who have money on deposit, who have the accounts. Each credit union is acting based on what's best for those depositors, and that means making decisions to protect and provide for those members by avoiding excess risk rather than pushing to profit stockholders.
He says this allows credit unions to return earnings to members in the form of reduced fees, higher savings interest rates, and lower loan rates. Credit unions are also insured by the National Credit Union Share Insurance Fund. It offers the same level of protection as the FDIC, up to $250,000 per account. Brett Pivato reporting.
And now Reuters reports the judge who's overseeing the $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit by Dominion Voting Systems Wednesday sanctioned Fox News, handing the ballot machine company a fresh chance to gather evidence after Fox withheld records until the eve of the trial. Reuters notes it is not immediately clear whether Dominion would seek new depositions. This is Public News Service. Now to Nebraska, where threatened and endangered species, as well as farmers, ranchers, and businesses, will benefit if the Recovering America's Wildlife Act becomes law this year.
At the 50th anniversary of the Endangered Species Act, Democratic Senator Martin Heinrich of New Mexico and Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina have reintroduced the bill. The National Wildlife Federation's Mike Leahy is optimistic it now has the support and momentum it needs.
Every year there's new studies highlighting how dire the situation is for a lot of species. About a third of the species in this country are at heightened risk of extinction and decline.
Leahy acknowledges Congress is still working out funding for the bill, a major roadblock last year. The act would give states and tribes $1.4 billion a year to spend on their federally mandated wildlife action plans, with $98 million designated for tribal nations conservation programs. I'm Deborah Van Fleet.
And the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is accepting public comments now on its proposed new drinking water regulations.
The agency announced plans to limit harmful toxic substance known as PFAS in drinking water and says cleaner water will prevent thousands of deaths and improve the lives of Tennessee residents. Jeff Gisler with the Southern Environmental Law Center calls the proposal a step in the right direction to clean up drinking water, but adds his organization has been pushing for enforcement at the state and federal level and wants the state to do more to figure out where these chemicals chemicals are coming from.
What this new proposed rule will do will mean that if a drinking water utility finds these chemicals in their drinking water supply, then they're going to have to clean it up. And so ultimately, the end result is what we're looking for, in that the drinking water that comes out of our taps is safe.
For Public News Service, I'm Danielle Smith. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Finally, our Edwin J. Vieira tells us, along with the rest of the U.S., Connecticut residents are not getting enough sleep.
Connecticut ranked 24th in insufficient sleep, according to America's Health Ranking. The report finds 32% of people living in the state are getting less than 7 hours of sleep, the same percentage as in the rest of the nation. While this is a decline from previous years, experts note there are ways people can get more sleep. Dr. Ravi Yohar with United Healthcare says a routine before bed can help people sleep easier.
That's something that's really important. Just having a routine, whether it's, you know, brushing your teeth, changing into pajamas, doing some kind of activity before you go to sleep, yoga, listening to music, reading, setting your alarm for the same time every day.
Yohar also advises people to avoid eating large meals before bed, since they can cause restless sleep problems.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, heard on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.